Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The home team.
And here we go.
Hour two, the home team, presented by Athens Technical College. Your passion, your future elevated. We'll go for a couple more hours and then turn it over to the Braves. Magic number still stuck on three. I'll host the Phillies again tonight for the second of a three-game series. Time for today's 5 at 5, brought to you as always by Duplicating Systems. More than a system, a solution. Jeff, let's start. Georgia's going to host Notre Dame on Saturday night. The Irish rolling into Sanford Stadium. Where is this so far going to fit into as far as the all-time games moments in in Sanford Stadium, out Dooley Field at Sanford Stadium history?
I think leading into, and it's one of those deals you have to go back and look after the season to see how the teams played out. If both of them go 8-4,
right?
To me, still the biggest buildup ever was the 82 Labor Day night game, Georgia Clemson, between the last two national champions. First game under the lights. Herschel's thumb was in a cast. Be hard to beat that one. The 71 Auburn game, the 76 Bama game, the 83 Auburn game. We were 8-0-1. They were 8-1. We were both we were number three. They were number four. We'd wind up reverse from that. I mean, those are the ones that stand out. But as far as non-conference, non-tech, it's like in 66, once beaten Georgia, beat undefeated Tech. So that was a huge one there. You know, the 80 game against South Carolina was so big. And obviously ones Tennessee through the years, like the one in 2002. But, yeah, as far as a non-conference game, just the build-up leading into it, you really might have to go back to that 82 Clemson game.
Yeah. I mean, it is still, it's an historic college football program. And I know they were in the 2012 BCS title game and made the playoff last year. I mean, for me, like, some of their mystique is rubbed off. I mean, they're not an elite powerhouse program anymore. But it still is Notre Dame and the gold helmets, and they've never been to Athens, and it's the program with the most wins of all time. So it's a huge event, no doubt. And I mean, yeah, it's got to be in the top two or three.
You know, and I think back too, and just talking to a lot of the guys on the 80 team, and this is just one of those things that you kind of think about after the fact, but for them, and they're all 20, 21 years old, 18 in Herschel's case, for them when they were growing up, really the two teams, well, you had Notre Dame, Alabama, USC, and Oklahoma. But, I mean, Notre Dame was, you know, at that point, what they did with Frank Leahy post-World War II, like in the late 40s, that was closer to 1980 than we are now to 1980. So they grew up hearing their fathers talk about the mystique of Notre Dame. And then they saw Parseghian and Dan Devine when they were kids growing up. And, you know, for that to be the team that Georgia played for the national championship made it all that more special.
So Georgia's current players then, when it comes to how Notre Dame, you know, what their perception of Notre Dame is. I mean, they've grown up in an era where, no, it's been Bama. It's
sure.
Been, I mean, really, it's been the SEC, but
it's
mostly Bama.
Yes.
And, I mean, Notre Dame is, yeah, they were in the playoff last year, but Washington and Michigan State have been to the playoff too.
Yeah.
And Notre Dame fared about as well as those two did.
I mean, Notre Dame's going to always have the mystique, but I think as more time goes. And listen, I think you have to give Brian Kelly credit for this. They played for it in 2012. They got in there last year. They had a great team. Schedule broke right for them in both of those seasons, and they were able to take advantage. What still irks a lot of people, you know, we're sitting there in 2012 playing this slugfest with Alabama 32-28. They don't have to play a conference title game. So they were just kind of laying in wait. Now, Bama wound up beating them 42-14. But it's one of those deals, I think, for just about every college football fan. This is one, you know, we don't get credit for this, but the SEC championship game was essentially the national championship game. And, you know, then you think about last year, you know, you've got Georgia and Alabama playing this slugfest SEC championship game. They don't have to play in a conference championship game. So, you know, you feel like those 2 years, obviously Bama won them both, like we'd have been better off just saying like, no, we're not going to play this game. And that's the part that annoys you. And then you go back through our history, and I've talked about this week. In 1946, we win the SEC with Charlie Trippi and Johnny Roush, win every game by double digits, win the Sugar Bowl 2010 over North Carolina, won every game by double digits, go 11-0. Notre Dame goes 9-0-1. They had a famous scoreless tie with Army. Notre Dame's voted number one. 1966, Alabama went undefeated. Georgia lost one game, 7-6. You know, I believe they won the Orange Bowl that year. Don't hold me to that. And we won the Cotton Bowl. Notre Dame tied Michigan State. Notre Dame didn't play in a bowl. Michigan State went to the Rose Bowl. Guess who gets voted number one? Notre Dame. So that's a type of thing. Like, so in 46 and 66, they didn't have to play in a bowl. In 12 and 18, they didn't have to play in a conference championship game. That's the sort of thing that is highly annoying. And then I think when you start throwing in the national mystique, which is essentially when Notre Dame is good, the New York and Chicago media get heavily involved. And so the New York and Chicago media then say, oh, college football is so much better when Notre Dame's good. Well, in essence, it's like, well, not really. When Notre Dame was bad, that had zero effect on attendance in Norman, Austin, Athens, Gainesville, Tuscaloosa, Auburn, Clemson.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Notre Dame, they haven't been terrible. They had a few with when they hired Tyrone Willingham and went into Charlie Weiss. But since Brian Kelly's been there, they've been fine. They had that one bad year where they were 4-8. They lost all those one possession games, which after they lost us by 1 point, led Brian Kelly to be asked about losing another one possession game. Went, one possession. It was a 1 point game. But that's the thing is, for the most part, they haven't been nationally as relevant since the 90s, really.
Yeah, I mean, they had that 93 team that beat Florida State, then lost to Boston College. That was a juggernaut team.
Yeah, but then they went to Bob Davey.
Yeah.
And then,
was Willingham next?
Willingham and then Weiss and then,
I guess, Kelly.
Yeah.
But yeah, they dipped for a little bit, and he's done a good job there, but so that's part of it, too, with Notre Dame. And, listen, it's not just – and I get it, you know, grind and axes from 1946 and 1966. But that is an example, and I'm sure, you know, Coach McGill felt it back then, and Coach Butts and Coach Dooley, you know, the way a lot of fans from schools that were vying for those spots in 2012 and 2018 felt last season.
You mentioned the Labor Day game, Georgia and Clemson, the battle of the last two national champs. The uncertainty in the outcome of that game was probably a little more up in the air as far as your confidence in the game. I mean, this game,
it'd be disappointing if Georgia lost.
Yeah, right.
It would be a blow.
Yeah, like part of it is too for me. It's like, yes, this is. It's exciting that Georgia has a game like this coming up with a program like Notre Dame. But then I also feel like, I mean, Georgia should have, you know, should beat them pretty easily. They're a 14-point favorite.
Yeah, I mean, Georgia should win the game. If the Dogs don't win, it's a disappointing game. And by no means is the season lost, but then you're on zero margin for error. Zero.
Right. I mean, the way we'll comfort everyone, or I'll comfort you on Monday, if Georgia didn't win Saturday, would be like, listen, the next three games Georgia will play, those teams are not as good as Notre Dame, so we should at least get to the Florida game with this being the only loss. And then, you know, then you'd have doubts, though, about can Georgia really clear all, you know, five of those games without taking another L.
Right.
But you should still be able to, you know, at least get to Atlanta. But then, you know, if Georgia got to Atlanta and won the SEC title, they might even get in there with two losses. But this is Georgia we're talking about there. I wouldn't I wouldn't take my chances.
And that would also, if that happened, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Chris, but you would also then be upping the competition for a team you'd have to beat out to get one of those spots in Notre Dame.
In Notre Dame, yeah. And really, when you look at Notre Dame's schedule, they've only got one more game that you look at with them that they that would be the Michigan game. Where do they play SC this year? Is that in South Bend?
Because they always play when it's in South Bend, it's in October. And when they play in California, it's the last game, which I think is a cool thing
like,
they do.
SC's not back by any means, but also, I think SC is better than they were last year.
No, I agree with that. They've got Southern Cal on October the 12th. Now, this says they played Michigan on October the 28th. That would be a Monday night, though. I don't think that's the case.
They don't play them on a Monday night.
I think we would have heard of that. But they've got an open date between SC and at Michigan. They get Virginia Tech is way down, at Duke. Navy's down. Boston College is awful, and at Stanford. I mean, this is one. If Notre Dame wins on Saturday, they're probably at worst going 11-1.
Yeah, well, they'll be favored everywhere except
at Michigan.
Yeah, the Michigan game.
And that might be just a toss-up.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of college football fans rooting for the Dogs on Saturday night.
Yeah, that Michigan-Notre Dame game is not on a Monday night. It is actually on the 26th, not the 8th. Yeah.
But, I mean, listen, we could lose to Notre Dame and still have a very good season. We could lose to Notre Dame and win out and still get in there. But, if we lose to Notre Dame, there's a 99% chance we're not going to the playoff. But, listen, that's what it should be. It's college football. Every game, you know, unless it's the Alabama-Auburn game and you're undefeated and lose what should be one of the worst losses in school history, yet you still get in the playoff, or you could be Alabama and lose 9-6 to LSU in what should have been one of the worst losses in your school's history, and you still get in the title game. So unless you're Alabama, every game is vital.
Well, in Ohio State that one year, too, they've also been let in.
Yes, they have.
By not appearing in their conference title game. But and that's the thing too with the home loss.
Yeah,
is the other aspect of it.
I mean, I think we'll win. I do. I worry that our fans are a little cocky. I worry about. There's this thing going around about the blackout and all this. Like, just stop.
Yeah, what is
that? We're wearing red. Let me clue you in. If you want to wear black, great. Call me an old fogey, whatever. I'm going to tell you this. Kirby does not like that kind of stuff. It's fake juice. And listen, I like the black jerseys. If every now and then we want to wear black jerseys, here's how we're going to play it, just like we did his first year. Like, let's say next year, hey, yeah, by the way, we're going to wear black jerseys against Vanderbilt on Saturday. Beautiful. Wear what you want. But we've moved past the gimmicky thing.
I'm wearing red Saturday.
I am too. We're playing Notre Dame.
Yeah, I'm wearing red.
I'm going to wear silver breeches and red pants. I might even wear a helmet.
You wear a helmet.
Of the 80 guys to loan me there. Frank Ross, can I borrow your helmet?
Just dress up in a uniform. show up to the game. All right, Jeff, moving on in the 5-5. A couple other games from the weekend. You've got Michigan, Wisconsin, and I think Texas and Oklahoma State, also very interesting. For which of those is it a bigger, don't just need it, gotta have it?
Jim Harbaugh and the Wolverines, A, Texas and Tom Herman, A-1.
Okay. Texas has lost 5 in a row in Austin to Oklahoma State, but I guess Herman hasn't been a part of any
he's
of those.
Been, or maybe one of this is third year.
Yeah, so that's right. So one of them. Okay. Yeah, one of them then. But
and they've beaten them 4 in a row overall. I mean, it's
– yeah. But, like, that's one where Texas needs to beat Oklahoma State in Austin, but Harbaugh is – with the schedule, the rest of the schedule that they've got
7
coming up.
7 ranked teams.
Yeah. And as many, you know, all of a sudden there's a lot of doubt because Army's good, but still, when it takes overtime to beat Army, there's a lot of questions that you've got. Although Oklahoma did it too.
That's right. That line was 20. I mean, that's one, like, as a Michigan fan, you hope you win, what, 28-17.
Yeah. I was hoping they would cover that game because I was on Michigan, but didn't work out for me. All right, moving on in the 5-5.
Do you
then
agree with that, by the way? Michigan, most pressure, Texas, a close second?
I think so because I like – even though I don't think Harbaugh's going anywhere, I feel like he's sort of maybe a little bit – like the pressure's definitely higher on him right now than it is on Herman. Because Harbaugh now has been there – what is this, his fifth year?
I think so. And is he a guy to – and listen, he's done a good job there, but when you come in as brash as he was and you immediately raise the expectations, I mean, is he a guy where just a lot of the luster – has worn off? Because I feel like those first couple, I'm going to get Michigan back to Ohio State, Alabama. You know, God, they came down here and got Aubrey Solomon, you know, out of Lee County, Georgia. If this guy walks in, now I feel like, yeah, whatever that coach's name is at Georgia, well, now I feel like if Michigan wanted to come down here and recruit a quarterback from, say, Northeast Georgia in 2 years, Kirby's got a lot more sizzle than Jim Harbaugh does. If they want to, and I think, as important, if there's a tailback in Texas that both Georgia and Michigan want, Kirby's got every bit as much sizzle and I think more credibility than Harbaugh does.
It's that his act, I think we saw it in the NFL, and in the NFL he was winning, even got to a Super Bowl, but I mean, even more thin there, so, and they're not big losers at Michigan, but they haven't won at the you know, they haven't risen to the point of prominence I think people expected when he took the job there. And then that's where that act could start to wear on you when you're not getting those premier results.
And I think, too, for their fans, they've got to be thinking like, all right, if you want to compare them to, say, Georgia, LSU, or Auburn, well, their Nick Saban has retired because Meyer is no longer at Ohio State. So, okay, you've got this albatross that's been sitting there. He's not there anymore.
Yeah.
Can you get over the hump?
Meyer's already talking about he'll evaluate next year whether or not he's ready to get back into coaching.
Nah, he'll be within a year or two, and it sounds like either SC or SC.
I mean, Notre Dame has been that dream job, but it just depends on how much longer Brian Kelly will hold on there. But SC is the one where you've got Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart have basically openly said, like, they're campaigning for him.
What about who? Oh, I got it. I know where he's going. I know it.
Who?
Meyer? I know where he's going.
Where? Tennessee?
Florida State.
Ooh.
Hey, Gators.
You know,
Patino did that. Louisville.
I'll bet. Oh, yeah, that's that. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. But, like, Meyer went to the Florida-Miami game. He's wearing Florida gear. But, yeah, he is. I wouldn't put that past him.
Absolutely
Although,
not.
I wouldn't put it past Jimbo Fisher to call Meyer and say, like, you don't want that job.
True.
It would actually serve Fisher well to
yes.
not have him, take on that, make Florida State good again.
Oh, I could see him doing that, though.
Oh, Fisher? Meyer taking the Florida State job?
I could see both of those things.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to figure it out. We do play them in, 28, but would that be – I guess that wouldn't be bad if it sucked the life out of Florida for Georgia.
Yes.
To have Meyer at Florida State, right?
No, there was a reason. There's a method to the – you kind of look – there's a reason – Vince Dooley and Bobby Bowden were very sharp. There's a reason we didn't play each other. You had the mutual enemy there.
Yeah.
So there was no need to divide things up.
Right. We just ganged up on the Gators instead.
That's right. Although Bowden would come up here recruiting. Although that was a great story, too, that Bowden said he had to come back from vacation one time because I guess was it in Ron Simmons' book? Or no, it was in Bowden's book that Ron Simmons, he was going to Florida State, but Coach Cavan got there. He goes, no, Bobby Bowden, he's taking that Florida State job. You want to come to Georgia?
Yeah.
Bowden said, I had to come back from vacation and tell him I wasn't going to Texas A&M.
Well, that's
Coach Cavan.
Yeah.
The man.
That's
The
Ron. Seedy underbelly of recruiting.
He's going to Texas A&M.
Yeah.
He's not going to be in Tallahassee.
Well, you saw that tweet that Kendall Milton's dad put out, didn't you?
Oh, gosh.
His dad, there was a video of Justin Fields' sister, squatting or something. She's on the softball team here. And, Kendall Milton's dad, tweeted it, that it was funny that they had all these, assume other coaches telling them, you don't want to go to Georgia. There's a bunch of racists down there.
Mm-hmm.
And, but meanwhile, Justin Fields' sister is still here.
That was just poppycock. And Georgia handled that thing To the letter of the law, perfectly.
But there, I mean, but there you see from one of the our commitments, parents is basically acknowledging that there are schools recruiting using that to recruit against Georgia right now. All right, Jeff. Finally, we'll wrap up the 5 at 5 with the NFL, and maybe this is an easier question than I'm thinking. Perhaps not. Who will be the last undefeated team in the league this season?
Yeah, we could delve deeper into this by going through the schedules. It's hard not to say New England right now, but
if I told you what their schedule is between now and November 3rd, it might very well be them.
What do you got?
Well, they got the Jets this Sunday.
I like the Patriots there.
Then they're at Buffalo.
Okay.
Then they're at Washington.
Okay.
Then they host the Giants.
Yeah.
Then they're at the Jets.
Oh, my God.
Then they host Cleveland. Then they go to Baltimore.
Okay. So they'll be undefeated going to Baltimore.
Now, what about Kansas City?
I was thinking Chiefs.
They got Baltimore this weekend.
Yeah,
one of those is
going to lose.
Yeah, game's in KC, though.
What time is that game? Please be at 4.
Just Sunday at 1.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, that's the game of the week. Lamar Jackson and Pat Mahomes.
What is going to be the what's the marquee Sunday afternoon game? It looks like it's going to be Seattle and New Orleans, which isn't
not
marquee
anymore. No, that's one. They need to go ahead and just – what do they call that? When they can flex them late in the season. They need to flex that.
Well, that's only, I think, for Sunday night.
Yeah, but they need to flex this one.
Flex 4:25. Because the 4 o'clock games, you got Arizona, Carolina.
A couple Heisman QBs.
Houston and the Chargers.
Check that one Heisman QB. One will be out. Houston and the Chargers will be good.
Yeah. And the Giants in Tampa, and then Pittsburgh and San Francisco. So I think Seattle, New Orleans is the that's the big that's America's game of the week.
I just hope I'm watching.
If you aren't, that means something bad happened Saturday.
Bad happened Saturday night.
All right, we'll take a break. Your 5 at 5 brought to you as always by Duplicating Systems. More than a system, a solution.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.